right, guys, welcome back to another new episode of Couch Talks, which is the bonus episode of You Need Therapy that comes out every Wednesday, where I answer questions that you guys send into me at Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com that I then possibly maybe answer today on Wednesday on Couch Talks. My name is Kat. If you're new, welcome. If you're also new, remember, or this is the first time you'll be hearing this, this is not therapy. This is just a therapist talking about therapy. And also want to remind you guys, if you want to rate, subscribe, comment at the bottom of this, well, you subscribe at the top, but the bottom, if you scroll down, you can rate it and comment, leave a comment about what you think, give me some feedback. That'd be awesome. That means a lot to me. And if you would like to follow me in the podcast on Instagram, you can do that at kat.defada and at You Need Therapy Podcast. Okay, so today I'm only doing one question, and it's actually not really a question. Well, it kind of is. It's from a friend of mine. She actually texted me today, and I was like, ooh, I'm using this for Couch Talks. She texted me today a TikTok video and like said, I would like to know your thoughts on this. And, you know, I became very hot and heated over it. So I thought it would be something good to talk about today because all of us have access to watching these TikToks. Now, I'm not going to tell you which one it is and who it is because I don't think that's important, because this is more or less a theme that I think is thrown out on the internet by, let's say, influencers or people who want to be influencers. Not that there's anything wrong with influencers, but anyway, let's just get to it. So, like I said, my friend reached out to me and sent a TikTok from someone who calls themselves an anxious attachment coach, which, if y'all know me, or maybe you can already tell, this boils my blood. And it was basically a video about him saying that until you learn how to find self-worth within yourself, you'll never be able to have the things you truly want. And you have to work on yourself before you pay attention to those desires, the desires meaning relationships, love, all of family, all of that. So he was basically saying you need to 100% find self-worth within before you can have any of those things. Now, I asked my friend what she heard from this video, and she said, and she's just somebody who is very interested in attachment and does her own work and goes to therapy and all of that stuff. So she has more understanding about this kind of stuff than just a random person on the street. But what is scary about this is anybody can watch this TikTok, and it's shown to tons of people. So it's shown to people that have less of an idea of what all this stuff is than she does. And this is what she got from it. She said, my gut reaction was that you have to be 100% happy alone before you find someone, or you will turn potential partners off. So again, this man calls himself a self-worth coach for anxious attachment styles. And I looked up his credentials because that's what I do, because I'm like, if you're going to be out here throwing this stuff out, which I learned by going to graduate school and studying it with professional people who study it, there's tons of content out there. Anybody can learn about attachment style from a book these days to an extent, hear that part. And so I was like, okay, I want to know where this guy is getting his stuff before I make any assumption. And he has a bachelor's of science in something, and then maybe psychology. And then it says he has an honorary PhD from the School of Life, meaning like it was a joke, like I have an honorary PhD from like living my life. So basically he's just saying that because he's lived life, he can say these things and become a coach and tell you what to do with your life, which not how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. And that is why I love people like Aubrey Henderson so much, who's been on the show multiple times, because she is a self-worth coach. However, she stays in her lane and also has a lot of education about what she's doing. And she's not just saying like, oh, I lived a life so I can tell you what to do. She's like, oh, I studied this, and so this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm good at. I love Aubrey. If you don't know who that is, she did two episodes with us, one on befriending your inner critic and one on breaking up with people pleasing. And she's awesome. She also has her own podcast called Ask Aubrey. Anywho, this basically is what I am talking about when I say we need to be very careful with who and what we turn to on the internet. And I've kind of gone on like, I wouldn't call them rants, but maybe they could be rants. I've talked about this before, of how it can be very scary that anybody can just go out here these days and say, I'm going to tell you how to get this and how to do this and how to live your life best. And it comes from a place of them wanting to be an expert, or them wanting to be seen as an expert, or them just wanting to be an influencer in that area without them doing the work that makes them credible. They're not credible sources. literally, it's like Wikipedia. Like, we all went to Wikipedia. I think I mentioned this last week in the podcast. I remember doing research papers and turning on or going on Wikipedia to do my research and then learning like, oh, anybody can go on here and type anything. Not a credible source. Same thing with TikTok, Instagram, anything on the internet. Anybody can have a website. Anybody can say anything. But we need to be very careful with who we're turning to, and we should be checking their credentials. Most of us don't do that. I did that for you in this case. But one of the things is attachment has become a trendy thing in the self-help and self-development world. And I feel like the influencer type people are taking advantage of that because it's like clickbait. You cannot coach someone. Please, please hear me when I say this. You cannot coach someone to healthier anxious attachment style by just like being a coach. These kinds of videos actually make me sick because I think they prey on people who truly want to live their life to the fullest and like really find healing and find love and all the things that they want out of life. They prey on those people. And as a professional, I have a responsibility to share true information and not clickbait, and also only share enough. I don't share information that I believe needs to be shared within a safe therapeutic environment. If you notice, like through the podcast, you can't heal your attachment style by listening to my attachment episode. What you can do is you can become aware of this stuff. And I think that's with any of the podcasts. I've talked about this all the time, but my hope in it is to make this stuff easier to talk about and to open up our eyes and to show us where we might need to lean in and do some work. But I'm not doing therapy through. That's why I have to put a disclaimer on the beginning of every episode. I'm not doing therapy through this. And even some of my funny videos I've put on Instagram, I'm not telling you what to do with your life or how to heal yourself. I'm just like explaining something, maybe through a funny way or maybe through a serious way, where you might be aware and open up to the fact there might be something you want to explore or have a conversation about. Anyway, so I asked my friend to tell me more about how this video was somewhat harmful and frustrating to her. And this is what she told me. She said, I feel like people like him and other people on social media make it sound like you won't get what you want until you're completely healed and whole. I just don't buy it. And it's frustrating because the work never ends. They make it seem like you won't get your desires until you've done XYZ. Sure, it helps when you're healthy and have worked through your shit, or at least you're aware that it's there. But the idea that all these things will happen once you're 100% is bullshit to me. The reason I read that is because she said it so perfectly. The work is never really done. Like, we should be continuously working on ourselves, evolving, finding new things about ourselves. Every little relationship is going to affect us, so we have to be aware of those things at all times. Like, the work is never really done. Now, are we in the deepest, darkest pit all the time? No. But I'm a therapist who I talk about. I still go to therapy because my work's never done. And I'll take breaks, but my work is truly never going to be done. I want to always continue to learn about myself. And so if I were to say or take the message that like I have to 100% be okay with myself 100% until I start looking for a partner or whatever, I would never find one and I would never start looking for one. It's just not, that's not true. And I do want to make sure that you guys know that like, I don't even know what that is, 100% healed and like 100% love yourself. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, I say this to my clients all the time. Anybody who tells you that they're not insecure about anything is lying to you. Anybody who tells you that they're 100% confident in everything they do and they don't care at all what people think of them, they're lying to you or they're lying to themselves. So that's not possible. And it is true that you can work on yourself and be on a healthy relationship at the same time. Now, does it help if you have already walked through some of the healing processes you need to walk through? 100%. Because if you're like heavy in your anxious or heavy in your avoidant attachment, you are going to attract the level of health long term that you are at. So it is somewhat true that we have to do some work before we find a long term partner that would be someone we can have a healthy relationship with. But it's super confusing to tell someone they have to 100% develop 100% self-worth from 100% within themselves before they find relationships, because we are relational human beings who need relationships and we're created to be in relationships, and we actually heal our attachment through relationships. Now, from not always romantic relationships, but through relationships, we heal through people. And that's why therapy works. You're healing by creating a relationship that's safe and trusting and all of the things. You know, this is maybe one of the most frustrating parts of this, because again, we heal attachment wounds through secure attachment figures. You can't heal in a vacuum. You can't. You cannot. Now, again, do I think we need to heal our trauma through a significant other? No, that's not what I'm saying. And I don't have enough time today to talk about this 100% and say everything I want to say. But I think my main point I want to make today is be careful with who and what you look and turn to, especially online, for some of this stuff. This kind of comes off the Rachel Hollis drama from the last couple weeks too. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but if you're not, you should listen to Be There in Five's deep dive, because that will explain it all. And this is not a space where I'm going to bash her, but people did praise her and worshiped her, and some still do, for years. And finally, she's admitting that she isn't an expert. She did this apology on her podcast that one of my friends had me listen to, because she knows that I was like pretty frustrated with some of the things that Rachel Hollis has said and done in the past when it comes to mental health. And in this apology, she basically said that she isn't an expert, and that she stumbled into people thinking that she's an expert. And I don't buy this, because when you write a book telling people what to do and doing it in a very yelly, preachy way, and you create conferences that basically promise people that you're going to help them find the true light force way into living their best life, you kind of send the message that you think you're an expert. So that's confusing to me. And so I mentioned that because even somebody as big as her is out there, and we flock to that stuff. And I think we flock to that stuff because some of us so badly, we do want those relationships. We want someone to tell us how to get the things that we deserve in life and that are put on our hearts. And you know what? I think what makes me so sick about this is because it becomes like, when I said earlier, people prey upon those of us out there who are looking for that. They're essentially making money off of you, right? They're seeing a need and they're making money off of your insecurities and your wants and you being vulnerable. And I don't like that. And the truth is, experts in mental health don't tell you what to do, and they don't tell you exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it, and they don't just tell you everything. They empower you to figure it out. We put up a mirror in front of you. We present back to you what you're presenting to us so you can see it clearly. I had a client today that asked me, when am I finally going to just tell her the answers to the questions that I'm asking her? She said, I know you know the answer. So why don't you just tell me? When are you just going to tell me the answer to these things? And I said, I'm never going to. And you know why? She said, I know. And I said, well, I'm going to say it out loud, because one day I want you to not need me anymore. And the more I tell you what to do, the more you think I know about you and your life than you do. And I'm not the expert in your life. I don't want to be the expert in your life. I just know how to guide someone to become the experts in their lives. And I think that's the big difference between somebody who is a trusted source of some of this stuff is I don't want people to rely on me. I want people to listen to this podcast and then go do their own stuff. I don't want them to think that I am like the god of finding what they want in their lives. When clients tell me like, you've changed my life, or you do this, I always say, no, you did. You did. I just was sitting next to you when you did it. And that is my hope in all of us finding healing, is that we realize that we are the experts that can be the people that change our lives. Not a TikTok person. And again, I'm not bashing influencers. I watch TikTok. Like, clearly, I had the whole TikTok drama a couple weeks ago. I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying be careful who and what you turn to find what you need, because sadly, not everybody out there has the best of intentions. Take what you see on the internet with a grain of salt. Cool? Okay. I hope you guys are having the week or the day you need to have. And if you have any questions or feedback, again, you can always message me, email me at Catherine@unitherapypodcast.com. I love getting your emails. I read them all. I don't respond to them all, but I read them all. And I appreciate you guys. I will talk to you on Monday.